Hi there, this is Benji Portnoy from WhyBecomeAVegetarian.com, and with me today is one of my good friends, Michael Balducci. He is up in New York. He's a certified holistic health counselor. He holds a certificate in plant-based nutrition from the T. Colin Campbell Foundation, and he's also the founder of a company called Veggie Brothers, which is one of my favorite meat analog producers. They create and distribute over 100 chef-made vegan dishes that have vegan versions of all kinds of different foods that people can use for any sort of holiday or any occasion whatsoever. Everything from, Mike, why don't you tell us, what are some of your favorite dishes that you produce? Because I have some of my favorites, but I want to hear.
Well, thank you, Benji. It's my pleasure, and I want to thank you for allowing me to participate in this phone call and be exposed to your audience. And I want to thank you for the great work that you're doing on Why Become a Vegetarian. I really appreciate it. You've been like a shooting rocket since you came on the scene, and I love your passion and enthusiasm and how you really we share a similar passion where we like to educate people, and we both know that this is an important movement to try to get people to get healthier, to think differently about what they choose to put at the end of their fork. And I really appreciate your sharing that passion and enthusiasm to educate people and point people in the right direction, because we've seen that it can be daunting, it can be challenging for people until they realize how simple and easy it actually is. So thank you. And to answer your question, I would say some of my favorite products are the chicken pot pie, beef Wellington, chicken noodle soup, sausage and peppers. We've developed over 100 products. Actually, we have over 200 that's actually recorded. We can't always keep that many in inventory because it would be a fortune to do that. And we're just a really tiny, 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 tiny company. And we'd love for someone who could be a strategic partner or somebody to come on board and help us reach our goals. But right now we're just a tiny company. And so we do things as best we can. But we have over 100 products. And I'm someone who's basically been eating these products on a daily basis for 6 years. I'm very blessed and fortunate. I have basically a different Veggie Brothers products virtually every day, and I'm the chief taste tester. It's my favorite job of this job, and my favorite part of this job is anytime something's produced, I bring it home, and me and my family, we eat it and we enjoy it. And if there's a problem, I let the cook know. And if there's not, it's written up, and I say, great job.
Yeah.
And typically, it's a great job. They just do a wonderful job. And I can tell you, I can go on all day, Benji. We wouldn't have the time. I mean, it's like, there's like, what product do I not love? I mean, everyone has its own, for me, different application, and I get to experiment and do different things with. So like something that people wouldn't think of is taking having a breakfast, which I think is a healthy breakfast, which is protein-rich breakfast. I'll take a sausage patty, and I'll have nothing but that sausage patty and a plate of kale. And that's a fantastic meal, and I just enjoy it. And
yeah.
I'm getting green leafy vegetables, I'm getting my protein, and I feel fantastic. And I go out and I can lift weights, or I can go to the gym, or run around, jog around the neighborhood. It's great. Or I can have that, after my workout. So it's,
yeah.
I'll have that. I love our barbecue grilled tofu steak with agave mustard, and also with the barbecue tofu cutlet with barbecue sauce. And I take those products and I put them in a wrap, and I make a lunch with them. I cut them up. I put avocado in there, sprouts, some brown rice. I may put some salsa on it, maybe some hot sauce. I put some lettuce and tomato, and I make a wrap with a organic tortilla. Usually I use a spelt wrap, and that is a super lunch. And for dinner, I love meatloaf, Salisbury steak. I'll have that with some green leafy vegetables. I'll have that with some potatoes. And I like to be, I like to be the person who's walking the talk. I tell people it's easy. My life is easy. I make life easy for myself. I show people, others, that it's vegetarianism, veganism, it could be very easy. It's not something that you have to, you know, reinvent the wheel. It's not something that you need to engage in and have other people, you know, make fun of you, like was the case when I first became vegetarian, eating all weird and strange foods. You can actually now eat meat substitutes, whether in the supermarkets, and there's lots of great ones out there, or going to veggiebrothers.com and ordering it, and we ship it to your door. You can just order these foods and actually enjoy foods that you grew up with and engage other people around you who are not yet vegetarian to see the benefits of vegetarianism from a taste perspective. And then once that door is open, you can introduce them to information that may touch, move, and inspire them to really, you know, think more seriously about making that a lifestyle choice.
Well, let me stop you there, man. You first of all, you probably have everybody salivating at this point from everything you just mentioned. And there are a couple of your products that I really, really enjoy. I mean, we'll get into those a little bit later. But I want to back up and talk a little bit about your story. You and I have been friends now for a long time, and you have a really great story about how you turned to going vegetarian and vegan, and how you've had to push through that and had to, you know, like some of us, when we make a major life change, we hit stumbling blocks, and how you've gotten over that. So tell me about that. Tell me your story, how you got started.
I was doing real estate. I was renting apartments for a living. In Manhattan, which is a lot of fun, actually, and I was starting to get into real estate investing, and I bought a property with a partner. It was a very good deal. We didn't have to come up with a lot of money, and we were fixing it up for a few months period of time, and apartment burned down, and didn't have the right insurance, and then we scraped up money, gave it to a contractor. The contractor walked off the job, so basically that put me in a tailspin. I wound up suffering from panic attacks. I was lucky I didn't get hit by a car one day, because I just fell to my knees in the middle of the street, and it felt like I was having a heart attack, and my chest was tightening, my throat was tightening, I could barely breathe, and this is very, very hard to deal with, and eventually got diagnosed with anxiety and depression. I was on medication. The side effects with the medication were so unspeakable and so horrible that I was sitting in front of my doctor just telling him, I can't go on like this. You know, you got to get me off this medication. I was on the medication for about 6 months, and you have to keep using more and more of it because your body gets adjusted to it, and you need to take more pills, and which is great for the pharmaceutical companies, isn't it?
Right.
So, and he looked at me and said, well, I'm sorry, there's nothing you can do. That's the best of what's out there to treat your situation right now, and you'll have to be on the rest of your life. And I just said, no way, that's it, I'm done. I was listening to Gary Noll on the radio, who's an expert in holistic health and nutrition. Dr. Gary Noll holds several PhDs, the most authored individual on holistic health and nutrition in the world, has a longest running radio show of its kind on the same subject. And I was living in Jersey City at the time. He was having these detoxification classes he was talking about, and I decided I was going to start attending them, and so I did, and it just changed my life. You know, he talked about veganism. I mean, I'm a kid from Queens, New York originally, right? Veganism and, you know, karma, meditation, these are things that were completely strange and foreign to me and my upbringing, but, you know, here he was talking about this, and it made sense, and I was saying to myself, where was this information all my life? Because I could see that this is the way to be. This is the way, and I could see the changes in my body as I started eating less meat. And so I became committed to it because, first off, I felt I either had to change my diet, or I maybe quite have possibly could have died. Because, I mean, I couldn't go on like that. The side effects, everything was getting worse. I was in a tailspin. So I had to do something. And thank God I found this solution, which was a plant-based diet and holistic health and mind-body-spirit exercises. And so I gave up meat. I lost 25 pounds in my first 3 months of going vegetarian and vegan. Now, I wasn't someone, if you looked at me, you would have said, you know, yeah, Mike, you were overweight. Actually, I didn't look any different. So that might you might say, wow, how could that be? You didn't look any different, but you lost 30 pounds or 25 pounds. Well, here's the thing. When we're consuming animal-based products, the meat, chicken, the pork, the dairy, over the accumulation of 10, 20, 30 years of living, and that's your main lifestyle, well, that stuff doesn't digest well. Animal products have zero fiber. So what I was doing by changing my diet to a plant-based diet, high in healthy fiber, and also taking some dietary supplements that included fiber, the fiber was gently scraping along the intestinal lining, just getting rid of all the gook and debris of the undigested animal products throughout the course of my life, and that's where it was. It was on the inside of me that probably if I continued to allow that build, it would have eventually festered and contaminated and turned into cancer cells. It would have mutated because that environment that stuff's just sitting there fermenting and rotting and putrefying, that's what happens. And I would have probably had colon cancer or some other disease such as what my father had, which was diverticular issues and heart disease. So, you know, that's because I was eating the diet I was growing up on, and I'm Italian-American from Queens, New York, and a very passionate eater. That's why I'm now in the food business, because I love my food. I love my meatballs and my sausage and peppers and my eggplant and parmesan and my chicken parmesan and my veal masala. I love that. So it was very difficult for me going through this transition, but at the same time, it was easy because I felt phenomenal. I felt incredible. At the 9th month mark, I was completely off my medication, which was probably one of the most proudest moments of my life because that was addictive medication. And people had told me, you'll never be off it. You'll be on it the rest of your life. And I did it. So I was so empowered. And when I finished that, I wanted to, you know, somehow learn more information. So I attended the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and became a holistic health counselor in terms of, you know, getting the certification. And as you mentioned, I recently also, got a certificate in plant-based nutrition through the T. Colin Campbell Foundation. And T. Colin Campbell, as you know, is the author of the China Study, which is one of the largest epidemiological studies on health, human health and disease in the world. And T. Colin Campbell is also one of the stars of the DVD documentary Forks Over Knives. So I wanted to help people, but I, as I mentioned, I loved my food. So at a certain juncture, 2 years into the program, I said, you know, I'm tired of alienating people. My family, they didn't like my giving up, even though you would think your family wants you to get healthy, right? Well, it's just when you threaten one's culture or identity, it's usually met with friction. And sure. I found this, and it was hard because I love my family, and I wanted to get them healthy. You know, I just didn't want to be healthy. I wanted to get them healthy, too. And it was the last thing that was going to happen if I'm giving them, you know, steamed broccoli and tofu. And that was what I was kind of doing all the time, and rice and beans, and, you know, really simple beginning, you know, starter vegetarian, you know, diet. And so I said, I've got to find a solution. So I started traveling around, going to all these different vegetarian restaurants and health food stores, looking for products that I could find as a bridge in between what a typical American die-hard carnivore mainstream Americans eat and what, you know, someone who wants to enjoy a plant-based nutrition but have it as pure as possible. And so I found this bridge. I found a chef. We worked together. I said, I want to have this. I want this. I want this to taste like this. And I want these recipes to be brought to life vegan style. And we did it. And this business still exists today. It's Veggie Brothers. And so whereas I went from, you know, lots of family friction and alienation to, hey, next time you come over, make sure you bring those meatballs. And now, as a result, my mother and father have reduced their meat intake by 50%. They're discussing with their doctors about lowering the cholesterol medication and blood pressure medication. My sister in 2009 went vegan. She lost 80 pounds. So these are huge accomplishments. And if I can have that effect on my family, who is not vegan inclined, okay, is the opposite. This can happen with anyone's family. And I say, if you're a vegan or vegetarian, that's great. Say you're a raw foodist, that's great. Good. You enjoy your current diet and lifestyle. But what about the other people in your life? if you keep feeding them the food that you're given, because I did this, we all think we're the greatest chefs, and then we introduce people to our food, and they don't like it, and they become more alien to the vegan diet. Let someone else do the cooking. Let a Veggie Brothers, or take them to a really great vegan, vegetarian restaurant, so that you as a third party, you're a third party is introducing them to the food. Because there's a saying, Benji, a saint is never accepted in his own household. So, which is saying, like, everyone has a little bit of a dysfunction in their family. And sometimes if you present them something and it's met with some resistance, they're not going to want to hear it. But if it comes from someone else, just because it did not come from you, well, listen, do you have some relationships like that? Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, of course.
So I'm trying to solve the problem that I solved for myself, and I'm just trying to do this service to people because I found great joy in being able to reconnect with my family, and great joy in knowing that they're getting healthier, great joy in that I know that I'm helping the animals and the environment by having the people in my life reduce their meat intake, even if it's not going vegan or vegetarian, at least by 50%, because each person, certain studies that exist out there say that each person in America that's a non-vegetarian consumes roughly about 100 animals a year. So each person who's non-vegetarian contributes to about the deaths of 100 animals. And most people that are vegetarian are being vegetarian these days for either health reasons or animal reasons, many both, as well as environmental reasons. But the animal reasons are very, very important to me, as well as the other reasons, spiritual reasons. And so it's important to know that we're providing tremendous benefit to the animals, and we need not think that just because we're vegetarian that the buck stops there. We need to then take it to the next step and try to bring others along because, the world's in a race against time, Benji, and we got to do what we can.
So let's, speaking of that, I mean, one of our, and I'm kind of along the same lines where, or definitely along the same lines where, I don't want to just have tofu and kale all the time. It's good, but I was a meat eater for decades until I went vegetarian 6 years ago. And so I still have these memories based around certain foods that I associate with different holidays, different events, going to the ballpark, we'd have a hot dog or something. So I want to hear from you, and feel free to obviously include some of your products, but tell me how to, and that said, I mentioned I was going to talk about some of the things that I like of yours. You have an herb grilled chicken cutlet that when I taste it, it tastes like Thanksgiving to me. It tastes like a Thanksgiving turkey. So along those lines, tell me about how people can enjoy the foods they used to enjoy with different holidays that, the memories they associate with it, and still enjoy that time. And in the meantime, not alienating the people around them. What are some ways you can do that for the different holidays?
Okay, so let's start with the holidays coming up around the corner. That's the first holiday. We're actually in February right now, and Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day is a day that you want to take out your significant other or your romantic interest, and you want to impress them. You can go to a vegetarian restaurant, and you can maybe wait in line, and spend a little bit more because they jump up the prices in the price fix menus, and sometimes there's some wonderful restaurants out there, and I've gone to them. So, but you could also go to like a Veggie Brothers, or go to the store, make a nice product, make a nice dish, do something, find a nice recipe that's a little bit more exotic, a little bit more gourmet. I like the Wellington Supreme, and I like the pot pie for Thanksgiving meals. I also like, and my customers have told me, they've used the grilled mahi-mahi with fresh rosemary. And it's all vegan, by the way. And they've also liked, the grilled, I think you mentioned the grilled vegan chicken cutlet, soy cutlet, mm-hmm. with garlic, lemon, and herb sauce. We also have something that's called an herb roasted chicken. Both of those are products that people enjoy on Thanksgiving Day, so I'm switching now to Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day is something that people can enjoy like those types of dishes. Some people will bring to the Thanksgiving table some chicken nuggets, vegan chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets are easy. I'm often told stories about how somebody was at a function with their family members, and they go, "Hey, Jane, I thought you were vegan. What are you doing eating the hot and spicy buffalo wings or those chicken nuggets?" It's like, "No, I am vegan." "But you're eating those." No, they're vegan. "You're kidding me. I just ate them. That is definitely not vegan." And when we bring these types of foods to the table and we kind of interact like that, that's what I want to have happen. I want that door to open. I want that that immediate change in the paradigm to happen. What do I mean by that? That person just tasted a chicken nugget that really tasted like chicken. What's the paradigm shift? The paradigm shift is they went from, "You got to be eating rabbit food if you're vegan, or all vegan food is going to taste horrible or bland," to, "Actually, vegan food can taste just like the food I'm eating." I can actually have a paradox where I can change my diet without changing my diet. Isn't that a brain rattler? How do you do that? Well, you can have sausage and bacon and for breakfast, and a burger for lunch and dinner, and a steak for a burger for lunch and a steak for dinner in a normal carnivore fashion, and you'll wind up having a heart attack. Or you can still have that same meal as a vegan and not feel like you made any significant change, but you're going to have great fiber, you're going to have no animal saturated fat or cholesterol, so it's going to be helping you, and it's going to be an easy transition. So I like to, on Christmas time, I'm from an Italian family, so we do meatballs, we do sausage and peppers, we do eggplant parmesan, and so that's what we do. We do, and then there's other products. I have to you know, say that it's not just VeggieBrothers.com. There's wonderful products on the market. There's Eve's, there's Light Life, there's Field Roast, there's Tofurkey, there's Gardein. There's wonderful products out there that we can enjoy. If Veggie Brothers is a stretch for people, and we need only go to those companies' websites where they probably have some recipes on how to use their meals and their how to use their products in certain recipes. I don't know if did I answer that question about what to do for
you
holidays?
You did, absolutely, and lots of good stuff in there. And you hit it on the head earlier where you said, a lot of people say, why should you eat analogs? Then you're just eating processed foods. And what I like about what you're doing is you focus not on the processing part. You really are retaining a lot of those nutrients. But you also said that you're combining those foods with a kale salad or with some kind of spinach or something like that, where you're getting a nice balance of foods. And some people make the mistake, and I did this for a while actually, where they make the mistake of, okay, I'm going to just eat a veggie burger, or I'm just going to have the chicken nuggets all the time. And you can do that, but it's, I think the focus, and something that you've really hit on the head again, is having a nice rounded sense of nutrition where you get a lot of different types of food. And one thing, as far as whether it's the analogs or other types of vegetarian food, we've talked about soy and tofu, the two of us. We've just talked about it at different points. And, I've talked with a few different people because I was on the fence as far as whether or not it was good for you, because there are a lot of conflicting studies. And so there's something I wanted to get into with you, which is, tell me, because you've always been a proponent of soy. You've always said that it's the benefits far outweigh anything else, and that they've really disproven any sense of risk with it. So tell me about the research you personally have looked into with soy and why it's good for you, and just get into soy a little bit, the debate and why it's come out on the positive.
Okay, so I'm gonna say that I'm not a trained researcher. I have looked into soy, and I'm going to say that I've found a couple of really great articles. And actually, February 1st, it was posted an article, "Afraid of Soy?" question mark. And we have "Why Do We Fear Soy?" and we refer to an article that appeared, "Is Soy Safe?" which was, I believe it came out in 2010. It was well documented with lots of references and scientific studies. And it was came from the Life it was founded in Life Extension magazine. If you go to lef.org and you go into their search bar and type in, is soy safe, you're going to come to the article with a lot of scientific facts. But the five benefits of soy are, as I've seen from what I've read, is it can lower the risk, lower the disease risk of various diseases like type 2 diabetes, and it can boost an immune system. Researchers have found that isoflavones operate across numerous pathways to fight cancer on multiple fronts simultaneously. This ends up reducing cancer risk at every phase of its progression. It's proved soy has been shown to lower cholesterol. Soy has shown to help people lose weight. It's shown to combat metabolic syndrome. It's shown to strengthen bones. I'm not going to cite the scientific studies because this would be going on and speaking for a long period of time on
sure.
each one of these things. And and I don't think we want to spend the whole time me reading scientific. This particular research study showed that adults eating 25 grams of soy protein and 100 milligrams of isoflavones daily, had these results. We're not going to do, you can go to that lef.org article. So, but I hope those five things that I just mentioned help. And personally, I love the protein balance in soy. When I eat soy, I have no adverse effects. I've been eating it, quite religiously for the last 6 years. And I feel great. When I eat soy and soy-containing foods, and I'm sorry for people that do have allergies to soy, as well as people that do have allergies to wheat, because I love wheat meats such as gluten products and seitan. When I eat these products, me personally, I feel like I can bench press a car. It just gives me a lot of energy and strength. I feel that probably because I was just brought up eating a lot of protein, that my body's used to protein, it likes protein, and I feel personally that just eating some peas and some nuts, it just doesn't cut it for me, and I'm an athlete as well, so I train, and I feel like my body responds better when I have a little bit larger amounts of protein than maybe someone else, and I just love the protein, and so my body loves it.
Yeah. Led, let's get into that. I mean, I've seen pictures of you. We've actually, we're in different parts of the country, so we've never met. But I've seen pictures of you on your website, and man, you're built. So you've done this being a vegan. Tell us the secret to that of being a bodybuilder while you're vegan, or at least being a well-defined athlete with a really good regimen of eating. What's your secret?
The secret is to... first, you have to get your butt in the gym. And if you don't do the work, you're not going to get the results. You have to do whatever it is that you find exciting for you. Exercise is so important, piece of this puzzle, Benji. So important. And when I see people mm-hmm. that put the diet and the exercise together, it's just, fireworks go off. It just, things start to click. And so my secret, I take great intake of food from plant-based foods, good amount of protein. As I mentioned, I'm flooding my body with phytonutrients. Yes, you spoke about this earlier. I get that you can't just eat veggie burgers and vegan chicken nuggets morning, noon, and night, and that's the be-all and end-all of your diet. It's a great place to start. I encourage people to start. And for as many of us who have people in our families, like I mentioned, my family and my parents, they're not going to get to my level. They're not going to do all these, salads and juicing and plant-based nutrition. But if all I do is get them to go from eating the real thing to the meat substitute, I've done a great service to them. Although that's not where I want them to end up, that's a great service if they get there. If I can get someone from an F on their report card for plant-based nutrition and get them to a D, Well, that's great, because at least they're not failing. And a D is great. Oftentimes, I find people, when they go from an F to a D, there's enough momentum there that they wind up feeling great and feeling better by getting the animal products out of their diet, and they wind up wanting to learn more, and they have the self-esteem and the self-confidence and the momentum where I wind up seeing them go to a C without any extra effort on my part. They just do it on their own. And that's a beautiful thing when that happens. So, but getting back to what I'm doing, I'm juicing. I'm not overeating. I'm exercising. I'm drinking enough water. That is so crucial. I've studied some of the work of Dr. Robert Young with the PH Miracle, and I follow some of what he's doing, and I don't think it came from his research, but I had heard through him that we need about one liter of water for every 30 pounds we weigh. And I talk with people who always say, I drink a lot of water. And I say, are you drinking 1 liter of water for every 30 pounds that you weigh? And it's like, no, I'm not anywhere near that. So it's very important that we be flooding our body with really excellent water, not tap water, filter water. And if you can go with get an ionizing water filter, that's even better. Something that's kicking out a higher pH water, that's even better. So that's the secret is flooding the body with green phytonutrient foods and juices, flooding the body with really good, high quality plant-based protein, getting enough rest, getting the exercise you need your body so your body can respond to it, flooding the body with water so it can eliminate the toxins and give the body the hydration that it needs to repair itself and move those nutrients around throughout the body. Other than that, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, those are all great answers. That gives people a lot to go on. So we're getting towards the end here, and what I'd like to ask you is one more question. For people, the name of my site, obviously, is Why Become a Vegetarian? But let's say we've answered that question, and people just want to take the first step to become vegetarian or even vegan. What would you recommend that people can do today, right now, to start making a difference and to stick with it?
Okay. I give the same answer every time I'm asked that question, and the answer is educate yourself. You need to educate yourself because this really needs to solidify in your belief system that this is what you need to do. I encourage you to go to whybecomeavegetarian.com. That's the correct URL, right?
Yes.
And I encourage you to go to veggiebrothers.com and get educated. If you give your email to either one of those sites and your name, you're going to be given information that's going to educate you. And that's where you start. You start at veggiebrothers.com. We've got a four-part video training system just waiting you. We've got an e-book called Vegan, Creating a Healthy Habit for a Healthy Life. Vegan, vegetarian, it's all about getting rid of the animal products and learning about plant-based nutrition. And on your site, Why Become Vegetarian, you put your email address and your name, Benji is going to send you information that's going to educate you. When you get educated, you can help create that shift in your consciousness and your intelligence to realize that this is the right decision. And my philosophy is when you combine this information that touches, moves, and inspires you to make the right choice, where you now know from reading and listening the science behind things and the just the logic of it all, coupled with good-tasting vegetarian food that proves, that this isn't going to be a big challenge, that it's not going to taste awful, that you can actually do it, whether you're a great chef or not, whether you have vegan restaurants around you or vegetarian restaurants around you or not. When you get the food and you couple that with the information, that solidifies. And that combination, and when you get that solidification, then you have the greatest chance of sticking it out. And that's what I want to see people do. It's no point in having someone go vegetarian for 6 months. I hear it all the time. Hey, remember Joe? Yeah, he went raw food. Yeah. I just saw him coming out of McDonald's. What happened? Oh, yeah, he was raw foodish for 33 months. Or remember Jane? Yeah, she was vegetarian for 2 years. Oh, no, she was eating at the steakhouse. I saw her come out. We want people to stick to it. And you got to stick to it by combining the food with the information. And if you want to go one more step further, Benji, you're a pro at this, you got to join a group of people that can be your support system. Then you are a hero to many people. You formed a really wonderful, successful vegetarian meetup group in Austin, Texas. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So this is the other component. If you want to add those three, those are the three stools to this this bar stool that will hold you up when you sit down or when you fall down. These three components: the support network, the support group, a meetup group, or the social media, your Facebook, Twitter. You can interact with people. If you're not anywhere near a meetup group, but you can go to meetup.com and you could put in your zip code and look for vegetarian and vegan and vegan groups. And that, coupled with the information, coupled with the food that is allows you to enjoy this food, and it allows you to taste it and savor it and realize that it's completely doable. Well, that's going to allow you to stick it out, to thrive and hopefully live into a long, long, long happy and prosperous life.
Eating very well. All right, man. Well, we've been talking with Michael Balducci from VeggieBrothers.com, and so they tell people again how they can find your products.
You can go to VeggieBrothers.com, and anywhere in the United States and Canada, including Alaska and Hawaii, we will ship America's favorite comfort foods, that you're used to eating with meat. Well, we don't have the meat. We took the meat out. It's all plant-based. Anything from beef teriyaki to, hot and spicy buffalo wings to, vegan ham and cheese turnovers. We have it. It's great for you. It's great for people you're looking to help transition. It's great for kids. Kids like it. And so we hope you check it out. If for nothing else, sign up for the free information and try to spread the news and spread the word.
Awesome. So that's VeggieBrothers.com, VeggieBrothers.com. And if you're looking for something to start with, the Wellington Supreme is ridiculously good. So check that out. All right, Mike, thanks for talking today.
God bless you, Benji. Keep up the great work.
You too, man. Thank you.